Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't know. Was it me or did Russell Wilson look a little swole to you guys last night?
It's off-season thickness is what we call it.
Yeah, but you would think he's got to stay sharp for Ciara.
Well, maybe. She's already had that kid a long time ago, right?
Yeah.
Not a long time, but maybe a year or so.
Is that baby weight that he's keeping
He's wearing a Raheel
maybe
type.
Maybe she's got some baby weight still.
Well, he's in a Raheel type suit too.
Yeah, that is true. But his face looked fat. Maybe he's doing a lot of drinking. I hope.
You hope.
713-780.
Is that what you hope for Russell Wilson?
I don't know what he's doing.
Did you see the story came out that that people are calling the Seahawks about him as far as a trade request?
No, that's a little surprising.
And the Seahawks aren't really taking it very seriously. But I was surprised that it was on Pro Football Talk. That allegedly the Seahawks toyed with the idea of trading him for the number one overall pick in 2018.
I don't understand why that would even get out. Like
they were thinking not really seriously about trading him in 2018 for the number one overall pick.
Wow. They listened.
Wow.
Why this would get out now, I find very curious. You always have to ask yourself, why is something leaking when it leaks?
Would you do right now Wilson for Deshaun?
I would consider it.
Yeah, I mean,
quarterbacks last forever.
No,
good ones. I would 100% consider it. Now,
what's his contract?
I think now some people.
It's got to be a long term contract. Otherwise, he's leaving right away.
Some people believe that the Texans would have to give another draft pick to the.
Really?
Oh yeah, we talked about this.
You got Deshaun tied up for 5 years, and you got.
No, the idea is Deshaun's not as good as Russell Wilson. So you guys would have to kick in something to Seattle.
So I don't know if you watched any football at the second half of last year. But I'm going to say
that's the
Deshaun's
only time
better.
Ever that Deshaun has looked better than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's got a long history of being excellent.
Yeah. But guess what? You ain't winning nothing here.
I couldn't give up extra.
No.
I mean, Deshaun's young and, I just couldn't give up extra.
Yeah.
I would actually want the pick.
Why did Tyrann Mathieu get a flag and Tom Brady didn't?
I thought Tom put his junk on Tyrann Mathieu. I watched it multiple times. I thought he kind of led with the pelvis down there. Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu had been talking. And so Brady, after they scored that touchdown, went and kind of got in his face.
Well, he came up and pointed in Brady's face, and then Brady went after him.
No. You missed what happened
before the point. I know.
Where he got in Tyrann Matthew's face after the touchdown and started talking to him. And then that's when Mathieu came over and said, it started pointing in his face because Tom must have said or done something. And then Tom chased back after him. And then later, you know, we had more issues with Tyrann. Tyrann got out of his. They lost their cool yesterday. The Chiefs really lost their cool yesterday.
Yep. Well, they were frustrated, I would imagine.
But it's a penalty was talking to Tom.
Yeah.
That was a penalty.
You can't talk to Tom.
15-yard penalty talking to Tom.
Yeah, you can't talk to Tom. That's right. That's right.
I imagine I wasn't listening, but I imagine some people were like, "This is really out of character for Tom Brady." No, it's not. He talks trash.
No,
all the
Tom
time.
He's a tremendous trash talker.
All right, let's get Jim in here. He's been waiting to get on the radio. What do you say, Jim?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Jim.
How y'all doing? You hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you good.
Speak a little louder, Jim.
Okay.
Jim, a little louder, Jim. Jim, a little bit louder.
Jim, you're fine. Go ahead.
Can you put your mouth closer?
Yeah, Jim, you're fine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Loud like that.
A little louder.
Don't listen to the bad man, Jim. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, underweight linebackers, Jack Lambert, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think he was like 6'3", 6'4", played at 215 pounds, and was a murderer. So I don't think the weight's a big deal.
6'4", 220. Now, well, offensive tackles were 270 back then, so it was a little different.
So, my other point, Jack Easterby, he needs... Let me tell you, the Houston Texans are a snowball heading for hell. And Jack Easterby is the one that pushed him off the cliff, that snowball, right into that lake of fire. And I think that's all.
Hold on, Jim. People, a lot of people don't know that you... Hold on. I don't want you to hang up yet. A lot of people don't understand that you are actually a pretty talented guy. I know you've called me and John different times in the past. You are a singer-songwriter and whatnot. Can you whip something up about Jack Easterby at all or the Texans?
I'm sorry? Say that again.
Can you whip up a song about the Texans and Jack Easterby? Because I know you're also a singer-songwriter.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. I can. It might take me a day. I might have to call you tomorrow.
No, that's fine.
We're good.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Get your rest.
It's
a snowball heading for hell. And Jack Easterby pushed him off the shelf. Because it's a snowball heading for hell. And if I can't think of any more words, I can come up tomorrow.
Yep. That's good.
That's a good start. We got a hook, though. The main thing is we got the hook laid down.
Snowball heading for hell. That's a great song title.
Yeah, we got the hook laid down.
And Jack Easterby is the sorry bleeper that pushed that snowball into the lake of fire because snowball heading for hell. I'm out.
Rack him.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for that. All right, so we got a song coming tomorrow, but it's a good start.
Snowball headed for hell.
So that's it. But that's how you get some of the great songs of all time. You just all of a sudden you say, "Oh my God!"
Inspiration.
Stairway to Heaven.
Right.
Like that.
Yep.
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Bad and bougie.
Yeah. The devil went down to Georgia. Something like that.
It's like that. Yeah. It's just like Snowball. He said, did you notice? He said, I'll come up with something for you tomorrow. Yeah. Is that fine? Yeah, that's a snowball's chance. He pushed him off the shelf.
Right. Well,
I'm like,
start.
Oh, man.
Listen.
That's inspiration for your.
Listen. I love that. You may be his muse. He didn't even think about. Now he had the snowball heading for hell before, but now all of a sudden you turned it into a song. You may be his muse.
Easterby's got bad radio happening now. What?
What?
No, great radio.
Great. Yeah.
This also says great radio up here. We got a caller of the day. Jim dabbed on him. He might have dabbed.
Ooh, is it possible Russell Wilson borrowed James Harden's fat suit? Maybe.
Could be. Is he trying to get out of there? Yeah. I am curious why that just came out where they said Seattle wasn't shopping him, but they just listened to, a couple teams have called about Russell. Well, why would that leak out that a couple teams have called about it? It really does. Part of me thinks that's like Seattle just letting it slip out there so people might get on the phone without them making phone calls. You don't want to be the team making calls if you were interested in moving Russell Wilson. You don't want to be the team making calls.
No.
Because then you look like you're shopping them. You want somebody to call. You always want somebody to call you first.
Yeah.
You have more. That's why the Texans at some point are going to listen to a trade for Deshaun Watson. I guess right now they're not listening to anything for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
That is a banger. Somebody said, that's a banger. Yeah, it's a banger.
That is a banger. That is. We had Mattress Mack on Friday. He won his $3.46 million. Congratulations to Mack.
I'm so happy his luck turned.
I know,
and
right?
He was able to win.
He was.
Guy's been a, had a run of bad
what
luck.
What a terrible run Mac's been on. no, but all those people get their free mattresses. How about that? If you bet on, you're pretty much just betting on the Bucks, and you got a free mattress, absolutely free. That's pretty cool. And that's what Mattress Mac do. That's what Mattress Mac do. He could have middled it and won both sides.
Yeah.
I know, Mac.
Oh, he was hoping it hit.
I know him. He was hoping that Tampa would win. And he had it from the get-go, didn't he? They were dominant. Didn't Leonard Fournette look like Leonard
LSU,
Fournette?
Leonard
LSU Fournette.
So Leonard got some confidence back because he doesn't always run like that. Tampa will tell you that, Jacksonville. Once you get him downhill, though, he needs to have – like, he's not somebody who's going to do a lot of damage early in the run, but once he gets downhill – and then yesterday, he had a little confidence
bad for Wilson.
He started running people over and started smashing them.
Yeah.
Like, that was Leonard that we – that was LSU Leonard Fournette running yesterday. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I mean, I guess, you know what? That whole team, they were just more physical all the way around.
He rushed for 367 yards in the regular season. I saw the number come up where he was like right around 40-something yards per game or something in the regular season, and it was up to over 100 in the postseason. He just went on a run.
My nephew bet that he and Edwards-Helaire would both run for 55 yards, and he got plus 550 on it.
And they both did.
They both did.
Didn't Edwards-Helaire had a big run to start the second half, right? Is that what got him over?
Yeah, that's what – I don't know if that run got him over, but it got – yeah. That's what we said. They just got to have one big run.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see my favorite prop bet was there would be no roughing the passer penalties. And with 6 minutes to go, they got one on Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. They got a roughing the penalty.
So you said no roughing the
penalty? I didn't think there would be one. It was like no minus 145. I was like, this is one of my favorite
prop bets. And they gave it to
bets.
Jason Pierre-Paul. It was clearly.
Yeah. It was Sue. Yeah. Sue came with one of these. Sue keeps coming with some special things.
No,
for you.
I thought it was Devin White. Devin White bent him over.
But that was a legal hit, though.
Yeah, not when you're up around his head pushing him down to the ground like that. Watch
what Sue does on that. It's dirty. I saw Sue do. A couple of dirty things.
I mean, Mahomes complained about a slap in the first half. Yeah. I think as well.
Yeah, it was a barely touch on his head.
I'm just telling you what he complained about. When he was finishing, he hit the head, which is
a well, but it was a barely a
and
slap.
That's not the intent. And Fournette, postseason, regular season, 97 carries, 367 yards in the regular season. Postseason, 64 carries, 300 yards.
Yeah, different.
Oh yeah, much different. Much different. All right, now 811 ESPN 97.5-713. If you got a song that you've written about the Texans, you're more than welcome to call in. 713-780-3776.
If you've seen Jesus Crip Walk.
Maybe you have.
Report to us. I've never seen it, but Jack thinks it might be possible.
It might be possible. you know what's possible?
What do you think? You think so? Redfish, Bluefish, Crip Walk.
I'll tell you, why do we always have to lead into a Chastain commercial with this?
Who's doing slime? Doing slime? You think he's trying to get rid of because Deshaun does slime, which is blood, and then Jack
is Crip?
You said it, not me, but he's got it in his background where he's talking about Crip walking.
I don't know. Can Chastain Ford separate themselves from this in any way? Do you think they want to be around this?
Only if Jack never says the letter B. Do you think he never says the letter B because he's a Crip?
Ooh.
He replaces B with C all the time?
Yeah.
Is that what he does?
Right.
Hey, I want to talk about Chastain Ford and the 2021 Ford F-150. If you haven't seen this vehicle, I drove it. It is the nicest truck I've ever been in. It's not even arguable. There are a lot of places that still don't have them or they don't have them in stock that you're going to have to wait for them. They've got them in stock right now at Chastain Ford. The Ford Bronco Sports are totally sweet as well. If you haven't seen this, I'm telling you, you are going to love this vehicle too. And they got the 2020s that they have. We're a month and a half into the new year. They got to get rid of these 2020s. You know what? They're going to do everything possible with all of the rebates, with everything. They got $10,000 off of the Explorers. They got $10,000 off the F-150 crew caps. But they're going to work this deal even more because they got to get these things off the lot. They don't want 2020s out there anymore. And you got the 2020 EcoSport. They got them right now starting at $14,999. Great starter car for your kid. All you got to do is go to ShastangFord.com. You can buy it online. No add-ons. No dealer add-ons because they just don't believe in that stuff. You're going to get the price that you want. Or you can get to 610 Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 815 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So the weekend put in $7 million of his own money.
In the millions. Let me see how much he put in himself.
So
they had said, I know Keyshawn Johnson said $7 million, or Jay Williams did, one of them.
But he put in his own money. You can't tell those two apart.
He's Jack Easterby. The Weeknd personally spent $7 million on Super Bowl halftime show, according to his manager.
Yeah, $7 million of his own money into the Super Bowl halftime show.
That seems like a lot. But you know what? How much he's going to get out of it, I guess. It was very uninspiring. Of course, we've seen some after J-Lo and Shakira last year.
Mm-hmm.
That was last year, right?
Yes. I tell you what, I give him a lot of credit though. He put $7 million. He won't get paid for doing this at all because he wanted to make
it marketing though.
Well, he wanted to make it. Well, he would have, but I mean, the offset of $7 million is impossible. So. He wanted to make it something spectacular, so he put it. I mean, he could have just done a show with a regular budget.
Oh, no, all those eyes on him, $7 million is nothing to get all those eyes on you.
Yeah, but did
and
you
plus
see,
it's a write off.
But did you see
plus
what,
it's a write, you, what you, Twitter you said? Paid.
But Twitter had bad things they said about it.
Well, yeah. Is Twitter going to go listen to his stream that music that they just heard?
Not now. They were going to.
I bet you they
a
will.
A lot of Twitter already.
I mean, I was watching it with me and my wife and
it's
a couple
tankless.
Other. And they were like. No, you know what? He's got a lot of good songs.
It was fine. It's a medley. Hmm. I did think the mistake is having one performer. I do think that, like, when Missy Elliott came out, I don't even remember, was it Katy Perry and then Missy Elliott? I think it does make sense to break it up with another performer of some sort.
Maybe Jack Easterby.
He does appeal to a lot of different audiences,
right.
Is one thing.
Right.
Because his act does
one
have
fish,
a lot of
fish.
Different. Yeah,
red fish,
but
blue fish.
I would go with, you know, if you had another performer come out, it might have been better to break it up. It's thankless because there's different people have different musical tastes. So there's really no way you're going to make everyone happy. And a halftime show, it's always going to be a medley. They're always going to – the Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, there's two performers, two different
booties,
medleys of
two
songs.
Two different types of booties.
And then, but even that took – oh, this is the – sets the women's movement back in their other people. This is empowering. Then it was, this is playing to the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is awesome. First of all, this is the best halftime show ever.
Mm-hmm.
All respect due to Prince. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I like Prince.
If you like, yeah, looking
music,
at a guy.
But
as opposed to Shakira.
Well, he's got the androgynous look, but whatever.
Whatever.
But I mean, come on. To me, I watched The Weeknd, I'm like, this isn't.
No.
Shakira and J-Lo.
It was all a bunch of guys in suits, in a red suit with black.
J-Lo looked real tight-hipped. Yet.
Where was
it was Shakira that last year that stole the show. Let's not forget that.
No. And where was all that in his act? There was none of that.
There was no Shakira or J-Lo or dancing like that.
No, there were a bunch of guys in the masks or something.
How about our neighbor across the street? I said, why don't y'all invite Taylor over? He can come watch Super Bowl with this big Saints fan. So they went, Snacks went across the street and asked, and he's like, I'm already have to go do it at, I don't know, some church thing, like a Sunday. Like it was some church thing to go watch Super Bowl, but they were not going to be allowed to watch halftime show just in case it was.
Because of sinning, possibly?
Well, like last year.
Well,
what do you mean like last year?
When Father TJ called in the day after? Hey, Father TJ, what'd you think of that?
What do you mean like last year?
I would say last year's show wasn't the most appropriate for
Oh, because
kid.
Of this?
No, not because of that.
What do you mean when Shakira did
I would
this?
Do a day, I would do something, but the camera will catch it.
What was she doing right there?
She just, stop. Her tongue was in the camera. She was, ooh.
Urdu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would offend the church? Tongue movements?
No, I think some of the other movements.
What? Dancing is a problem? Women's empowerment's a problem for that church?
I don't think the church. I know that I was like, I don't know that I want Maddie to see all of this.
Maddie would just judge him and call him whores.
She does not use that word.
She'll
say trashy.
At some point, when she becomes an adult, she'll realize the Bible has whore in it. She'll just start calling him whores.
Ooh,
she prefers trashier. She'll just say, no, she actually just says inappropriate. Well, that's inappropriate.
I don't know.
Oh, you caught.
I've seen a lot.
Oh, you caught it.
What?
This last weekend.
For what?
She heard you say your new little outro. She goes, oh, I've got, you need to tell Mr. Dell that he's definitely my last place now.
Why, for this?
What happened?
Why? Is it for this?
Bye, bitch.
Yep. Oh. She's like, I used to like him.
How did she know I did it? Because you snitched on me?
I did. I said it right away. Oh, Monty, yes. Look at Monty.
Snitch ass, John.
Mm-hmm.
State, yeah. Turning state's evidence, John.
That's right. You're damn right I am.
Rat.
Saved my ass
Bye,
from
bitch.
Monty. You think I want Monty?
So I heard a guy say the difference between snitching.
You think I want Monty on my ass?
He
Hell
said
no.
The difference between snitching and telling, he goes, there's nothing wrong with telling on people, on criminals. He said, in the hood. He goes, we got to stop this. No snitching. He goes, you know who invented that? Criminals, because you don't have to like, hey, there's no snitching. That's the code. Remember? That's the code. They're like,
well,
he goes, he's like, no. He said, that's not snitching. That's telling on people so you're safer in your own neighborhood.
If you're not involved in the crime, that's not snitching.
That's what he said.
If you are
snitching.
Part of the
exactly.
crime, you're a snitch.
So that's snitching.
That's it.
Because John is definitely part of the crime.
John loves this.
Bye, I was bitch. Not part of any crime. You're the one that said bye, bitch, not me.
But you're part of the crime on a daily basis.
Yeah. He's a snitch.
Yeah,
he's
that
not
doesn't
telling.
Make you a snitch. I'm the only one that can.
You're part
Sit
of it
here
too.
On a daily basis and say, I'm not part of what y'all do.
Would Maddie be okay with this?
I don't take no orders from the woman, by the way.
No. She would not be okay with that. I showed her. I said, Maddie, I said, what do you think about that? She saw, they said, and here's Sarah Thomas, by the way. There was a prop. Will they mention Sarah Thomas, the first female official first, or will there be a score first? Sarah Thomas was the favorite, minus 170. Score nope. happened before Sarah
yep,
Thomas.
Yep, yep.
They went to Tracy Wolfson. And Tracy Wolfson said, there's a Super Bowl is making history as Sarah Thomas becomes the first female
official.
That
was official. In the second quarter, though.
Yeah, second quarter.
Yeah.
First female official. And so I look over at Maddie because she's big women's empowerment. And she said, and she goes, that's really good. I said, isn't that good, Maddie? Are you happy? She goes, yeah, it's about time. I said, well, it's about time.
Yeah, because she had plus 170. Okay.
No, I think she meant it's about time there was a woman doing that.
Oh.
And I said, and I told her, I just let her into it. I said, Maddie, maybe this opens a door for you to become a female official for football. And she goes, yeah, but I'd rather just be on Broadway. I don't really want to be a football official. And
they asked Ryan.
I said, but the door's open now.
You know Ryan Jensen, the center, the nasty, snarly center for the Bucks. They asked him leading up to the game about Sarah Thomas being in, and he said,
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
That was not Ryan
not say
Jensen.
That.
Are you sure?
By the way, she missed a call. Mahomes threw a pass out of bounds and didn't reach the line of scrimmage. And she's sitting there, not calling it. And I'm saying, well, there she is, ruining our game again.
Hold on.
Again.
How did you end up doing with your $11 a second thing? Was that call? Did that have an impact
it
on it?
I wasn't in that one. I wasn't in the 400. I was in the $50 one.
Oh, okay.
And I won. Yeah. I had 7-3. And they stopped him on the goal line. I was running around.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Yes. Yes.
And there was an interception after
but
that.
No, that was the one that was called back.
Yeah, it could have stayed at 7-3.
It could have stayed at 7-3.
It was an easy.
But I did. I picked up nice money.
My underplay was a super easy winner.
Yeah.
Because it was for the same reason, though.
Dog,
if you don't have an offensive line, how are you going over?
Do you know the bookies?
Weather did not play a
The fast. Books just cleaned up yesterday. Dog under. The public
There's
loves
no
favorite over.
I don't know about that because remember the smart money?
I know about it for a fact.
Maybe local, but national, I don't think so because They got beat. Mac had money line for over $3 million. You had the guy who came in with the 2 point. You had the 2 point the money line $2.6 million wager. I think the Nationals got smoked by smart money.
No, I I'm sure there was a plenty. I mean, I'm sure there was plenty.
There's
of money.
A lot of different places.
For the most part, I can tell you because I got a buddy who knows what all the money on all the books is. The money was on Kansas City. The books made a killing. 824 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. The number if you'd like to get in here. There is a way too early NFL power ranking out. So where do you think, who do you think is the number one power ranked team right now heading into next year?
In football?
Yeah.
I mean, in pro football?
NFL, yeah.
The number one power rank, I mean, it has to be Kansas City.
It's Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City. Number two is Buffalo. They're the second ranked. Green Bay.
I can see that.
And then Tampa. They got, you know, Tampa's got a lot of.
So they're just going with the Final Four.
That's
all Final
the best
Four
teams, right?
I don't think that's actually gonna. I had to set mine,
they got
up,
the Rams and Ravens and Browns. After that, you got teams ahead of the. You got any of those ahead of them?
I wouldn't have the Rams there. Well, I guess with Stafford, you may have a better chance in golf. Yeah, I guess Ravens. I like who else, and then Browns.
Yeah,
Browns is tough for me.
Well, they won a playoff game, finally. They got to the final eight. So that was nice.
I'm trying to think of if there's anybody with extenuating circumstances with injuries.
So how about San Francisco? They get a quarterback.
Yeah,
they're nine
yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
They get Bosa back, a quarterback back. Yeah, I would say that would be the team that I would push my
they
money
could,
on.
They could. If Pittsburgh figures Ben out and gets rid of him. Where do you think the Texans finished on this list? Power ranking.
31.
Nope.
32?
Yes.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was trying to just, the obvious would be 32 because you don't even know what your quarterback's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, realistically, why would you not? Man, we cover a franchise.
This says they knew they had to hire a head coach and general manager. What they didn't predict it is, what they couldn't predict was the relationship between Watson and the team deteriorating to the point that he request of the trade. It's likely going to be a long offseason for the Texans and new general manager Nick Caserio as he decides what the next step is with the franchise star quarterback. Based on this ranking, NFL Nation expects Watson to be somewhere else in 2021. I guess, or they could, you know what? They had Watson and they got the third pick. So they could easily, the other teams are going to get better. The Texans aren't. Even with Watson, you know what? This is quite possibly the worst team in the NFL.
Here's by the way, oh,
yeah,
it
even
is.
Even with Watson.
Even with their, I don't know. Even with
they were the third worst some, with Deshaun Watson having an MVP year.
Yeah, but they've got some free, well, no, they're the worst. The three biggest bets placed on the Super Bowl was $3.46 million on the Bucks plus 3.5. That's Mac.
Mm-hmm.
$2.3 million on the Bucks plus 3.5. And then Bucks to win plus 135 was $1 million. Those are the three best nationally. Followed by the Chiefs, minus three at 520,000. The Bucks, 345. The Chiefs to win money line, 300,000. Under, 205. Chiefs to win, minus 180. 205. Chiefs to win, minus.
Yeah. Well, those are the biggest bets, but the public was squarely on the Chiefs. I mean, and that brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars.
I'll bet you. With Tom Brady, I'll bet you that the books got hit hardest with Tampa. But did you see what happened with the national anthem?
Oh,
we
way
come
over.
Back, it went way over. When we come back, they had to pull the national anthem off the board.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why when we come back. It's 8:28 right now. But let me just put it this way. Like an HR&P basically came in and said, we're going to have to pull that prop bet off of here. We just got some information.
Oh, wow. Well, here's the deal, is if you're looking for the best way to handle HR in your business, not only HR, but the payroll. And the payroll is so, so, so important. But so is HR. Listen, I mean, we got a lot of decisions that you have to make here and there and all over. And you need a good HR company. Otherwise, you could be hurting yourself. You could be opening yourself to a lawsuit. If you're looking for a great way to handle that because you don't know how to handle that, and, oh, by the way, handle your taxes, handle your payroll, handle your Affordable Care Act, handle everything that goes along with paying your people and making sure that you're compliant with the government, that's HR&P. If your business is growing and you're still doing it yourself, call them. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, call ours. They are awesome. I'm telling you, if you have any issues whatsoever, or if they're not taking care of their business through the pandemic and helping you out with your PPP, your small business loan, and everything else that goes along with it, all you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or hrp.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
As I mentioned before we went to a break, the prop bet on the Super Bowl national anthem, which I saw anywhere on the high end from 2 minutes on the low end to 117.5 seconds, which is obviously a minute and 57.5. That was the prop bet. And that's why we were talking about, okay, country singer, R&B singer, how's this going to go? I thought it would go over because you'll have, it's just, you have more longer, drawn-out national anthems now. That's typically how it goes. Your version was 40
seconds.
From
the first, when Eric Church hit his guitar, and it took him a little. I said, oh, that's it.
That this starts it, right? That's not the it. Voice, not no. the word. So anyway, they pulled it off the board. There were bets you could have made previously. And then a video surfaced of a reporter who was outside the stadium in the middle of the week while there was actually, it was late in the week. I think it was maybe Friday. And they were going through either Friday or Saturday. They were going through dress rehearsals, basically, of the entire halftime performances, all the stuff. And in this video, he's standing outside the stadium. He's pretty far away, but, I mean, relatively far away in a parking lot somewhere. And he's got his phone out, and you can see the stopwatch, like it's the, you know, it's the Apple phone, the stopwatch. Mm-hmm. And he's recording it, and by the time it's over, it's like 2 minutes and 3 seconds on his phone. And then Barstool Sports gets it and said he's doing the Lord's work and things like that. Well, there was probably a flood of people betting with their local.
Was he crip walking while he was doing
it? No. Not everything has to do with Jack Easterby, believe it or not.
Okay.
So he was not crip walking when he did it. People are going to say, why is John, is that a racist comment that John's making?
No.
It's actually Jack Easterby. Okay, Dell, let's play it again. Let's play Jack Easterby crip.
Well, why don't you finish your story?
Oh, okay. I can be easily distracted by Jack Easterby stuff. So anyway, probably there was some action that came flying in, and the different books that are connected said, hey, why are we getting all this action? Oh, because Barstool put this out there. And so they shut it down, pulled them off all the sites. And if you already had the over, you know, you won.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
So anyway, here is Jack Easterby doing his – he's got a stand-up routine.
Not a stand-up routine.
He's got different ones. If it's a white crowd, he does red fish, blue fish.
Well, that was his more fine-tuned.
Well, you think?
Like, you've seen
I think he does. He's got different acts for different crowds.
Well, I think he probably has some.
You know what I'm saying?
I think his delivery is different.
And it's clear the crip walk was earlier because he had the cul-de-sac hair gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he had decided, considering the reaction he got, to maybe purge that from the act.
Yeah.
Maybe. You don't know what
Well,
he's not still going back to some of the old material.
Well, we're in redfish, bluefish thing now. Well, yeah, but one fish, two fish.
Again, what was the makeup of the audience?
But you tighten up your material.
You do.
Like,
you learn.
Like if he was doing it in River Oaks, those people wouldn't know what crip walking is.
But he would never do it there, would he?
He could say,
right? He's not
you know
doing
what I'm
that,
saying?
But then he goes somewhere else and he says crip walking.
No, but if you listen to him the way he does it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm saying, like, he's got some little,
yeah,
as they call it, code switching. Where he'll flip back and forth depending on his audience. Yeah.
His name is Jesus, right? We know about Jesus, right? He hung on the cross. He fed 5,000, right? I'm just trying to feed me and my family. You know what I'm saying? He walked on water.
I just want to point out, by the way, that was the first time you knew something was going wrong, because that's code switching too. I just want to feed my family.
Okay.
Y'all think Jesus like crip walked on water, like he got out there, he was just like, hey, how y'all doing? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Mm.
Now, that's his deep South accent, by the way.
Really?
No. Seriously. No. That's like real SEC. That's his South Carolina, Georgia. That's the accent. That's an actual SEC.
I think it's more race related than that.
No. But if you listen to play it again, Dell. If you listen to
okay.
I'm friends with a girl who's from South Carolina. He's probably from South Carolina, because that's.
Does the girl say y'all know what I'm talking about?
No, she doesn't. I don't think. It's more like.
That's where I think some of your stuff falls apart, because you have a good friend, or at least an ex-friend, who was very deep South. We heard him all the time. And not at any point did he ever go, y'all know what I'm talking about.
No. SEC guy never said, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying
to feed my family, all right?
I think there were two black people in the audience, and he was trying to get, you know what?
Oh, they're going to love this. I got something right here that they're going to absolutely love.
His name is Jesus, right? We know about Jesus, right? He hung on the cross. He fed 5,000, right? I'm just trying to feed me and my family. You know what I'm saying? He walked on water. Y'all think Jesus crip walked on water, like he got out there. He was just like, hey, how y'all doing?
There it is. It's a walked on water. That's the, yeah. Dell, you've played it like 6 times and your reaction doesn't change.
I'm telling you.
Like, you can't stop cringing.
It is uncomfortable. Oh, man.
I've never seen you quite like this. You usually revel in this kind of stuff.
Last week was fun, because the one fish, two fish, that's fun. What he's doing here, man.
Meanwhile, he's also firing like a bunch of minorities.
Well, maybe they said.
Well, we don't know if it's
now,
him.
Now,
we don't know.
In all fairness, I think it's anybody who he didn't hire is getting out of the building, because you've got to be on board. You've got to be indebted to Jack Easterby.
Equipment manager, though, John?
Yeah. You've got to be indebted to Jack Easterby. Otherwise, you can't be in the organization.
Even the red fish and the blue fish are gone?
No, red fish and blue fish are integral part of the organization.
They'll hire minorities for the position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think.
He's going to be like, that doesn't have anything like that.
You got to be indebted to Jack. And none of these guys are. They were hired by Rick or whomever.
Yeah.
And so they're not indebted to Jack, so you can't be in the building.
Maybe Rick, maybe even like Jamie Roots or whoever, even earlier than that.
Well, Jamie's
maybe earlier
been there the
whole than
time.
Rick. Actually, I do think the number's like 14 years.
No, I think
it's Rick. It's Rick, I think.
Yeah, it's Rick. So we can't have that in the building.
Would Casually hire an equipment guy? I guess that's his job, right?
Well, even if he was hired by Kubiak, it's not a Jack Easterby hire. He's not indebted to Jack Easterby. If you're not indebted to Jack Easterby, then you can't be in the building.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be on Team Jack Easterby. You got to be crip walking down the hallways.
And be on team one fish, two fish.
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
That hurts me.
Why does that hurt you?
I don't
so
know.
Much?
That one is just one. That one is just, I don't know what it is. I just feel bad that this corniness is part of our, you know what it is? I've got it now. It was already felt kind of corny. Like the uniforms are kind of corny. The song, all that stuff. We were already living with that. This is now the embodiment. This is now slapped us in the face.
It's distilled into one person.
It's all into one person. Like, this is what I think of now with Texans. It's this guy. And it's not just the corniness, it's incompetence.
Yeah.
And it ruined the organization. Like, my gosh, this one embodiment over 20 years now encapsulates how this organization is running and how they're viewed nationally. It has just come crashing down to one dude.
And it's one horrible, horrible dude. Let's get Adrian in here. I want to talk about the Bucs defense. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What do you say?
I truly, truly love the show. Y'all have me over here just laughing. My stomach's hurting right now. But I want to talk about this Bucs defense. What do y'all rank this Bucs defense? I definitely think, as far as Super Bowl history, this is top five defense performance of all time. I mean, this is one of the greatest offenses in NFL history in the Chiefs, and they didn't score a touchdown yesterday. So, in my opinion, this is top five greatest defense performance of all time, behind maybe the Ravens' first Super Bowl, maybe the Bears, 85 Bears, and maybe the first Bucs defense when they beat the Raiders. I just want to know who y'all's take on that. And also, what do y'all think about one more comment.
Yeah,
what do y'all think about Andy Reid's son as far as impact on the game? I know y'all hinted on it earlier, but doesn't he coach the linebackers as well? And, you know, with Andy Reid, that being his son and him having to call plays with the enemy, do y'all think that had a huge impact on the game? Can y'all touch on that a little bit more?
Yeah. I don't, stuff like this, Eugene Robinson, Britt Reid.
Eugene Robinson was.
Who was the Raiders center?
Oh, Barrett Robbins.
Barrett Robbins.
Went to Mexico. He was ended up being bipolar. He's dead, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. Any of these distractions, I don't know that, the team was distracted and they couldn't get ready and blah, blah, blah. Their ass was outplayed. They didn't have any tackles. That was the problem. You know what? If they had tackles and Britt Reid did this, there's a chance that they would have played much better.
And Barrett Robbins is alive. From Houston, actually.
Oh, is he alive still?
Yeah.
I thought that
Sharpstown.
But you don't see stuff like this happening and then the team wins?
No.
It's usually happens.
It's a distraction, to say the least. And I don't know that it had – so usually a lot of these positions now have two coaches. You have an assistant. I don't think it had anything to do with the game in terms of, like, not having to coach four outside linebackers. It might have had something to do. I think you really hit on it, though. You know, you think about what Todd Bowles was able to do. And earlier I talked about this. My dad coached with Todd Bowles in Arizona, said he's the best defense coordinator he's ever been around. Just think so highly of Todd Bowles' ability to take away what you do best. And that was really the case yesterday. Tyreek Hill was a non-factor. They switched up, and they had this on Next Gen Stats. 82% of the defensive play calls had two deep safeties.
Mm-hmm.
The highest number of any season, of any game this season. And for certain, for Todd Bowles. That shows you that he didn't stand pat. We knew he wouldn't, but he had different defenses. He took Tyreek Hill basically out of the game.
Yeah.
Took him out of the game.
Well,
a performance.
And
Lavonte David, as you mentioned, he and Devin White were all over the place underneath.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Lavonte David on Travis Kelce was unbelievable. And then you got a guy or two over the top on Tyreek Hill. Well, you ain't getting any big plays. Guess what they didn't get? If the Chiefs don't get any big plays, guess what? They don't win. Well, we don't know. They win every game because they always get big plays. But you should have been able to run the ball. Here's the deal. When you got two deep safeties that are 20 yards off the ball, you should be able to run the ball. They did every once in a while, but they ended up with 69 yards rushing. When you got two deep safeties the whole game, well, it's not their game plan. Well, guess what, though? Guess what? You take what they give you. The Bucs were the number one run defense in the league this year. Number one run defense in the league. And yet, they were playing 11-on-9.
Yeah.
They were playing 11-on-9 because they had those two safeties so deep. They could, and they still stopped the run. They still only gave up that 126-yard run. It was unbelievable. As far as defensive performances, I would say it's better than the Bears' defensive performance because you were facing a Tony Eason and it wasn't a very good offense in New England. I would say it was even better than the Ravens when they beat Kerry Collins. Mm-hmm. You know, because it was Kerry Collins.
Mahomes.
This was Pat Mahomes, and he didn't get a touchdown.
What about Seahawks Broncos?
Oh, that was dominant. I would put that up there at the Bears.
But wait a minute.
That was 50 touchdown Manning. They snowed him completely
Manning.
Under.
That was elite Manning.
Yeah.
Well, but they shot themselves, didn't they? I know.
Well, the first snap.
The opening snap.
But he was not even –
he had no chance.
To me, the Bears and Seattle are the two greatest that I saw. But yesterday's up there.
Well, it's got to be up there. You shut down – now, without tackles.
Look at total
offense.
If
Eric Fisher was there, it might have been a different story.
I tell you, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy did not have a good game.
Though. No.
They didn't get the ball to the perimeters quick. They didn't play quick game.
Where were the jet sweeps? Where were the
bad performance.
The bubble screens, that's what New England did.
If you're going to cover to them, I mean, if you're going to be doing that, you go to the run game more, you go to the quick hits and try to get people in space, you work the middle of the field. Yeah, I thought Reed and Bieniemy just really, they've been brilliant all year long. That was just a very strange, I thought the quick game would be a huge part of the offense.
And that
with tackles missing,
and it was the Bucks.
You can't sit and drop
back. It was the Bucks' quick game that was the killer.
You can't sit back and think that you're going to get protection. It's not going to happen.
No.
And for them to even try it put Pat Mahomes in a bad position.
Yep.
But Pat played awful. Couldn't make a – there were basic throws he should have made that he didn't make. By the way, we didn't mention this. Pedro Gomez.
Yeah, Pedro Gomez died. Pedro Gomez died. 7378037776 if you want to get in here. I want to talk right now about my man, Doc Linville, over at Linville Plastic Surgery. 975hair.com. And listen, Doc does all kinds of stuff for ladies, for women as well. So if you're somebody that wants to get enhanced in any way, shape, or form, Doc does everything. They do everything over there. But the thing that they're doing for us guys is the hair. And the hair thing is so unbelievably good, so unbelievably easy. The neo grafting is not what the same as where they were cutting the back of your head. And I was going to do an advertisement for another place that does this. And it was years ago and I did it and it was so bad, so hard, so awful. It didn't even take. I was like, sorry, I ain't doing this. Well, then Doc Linville comes along and he shows me the neo graft. And I said, absolutely, let's try it. And it couldn't have been better. It could not have been better. I'm telling you guys, I've done both. And it's not even close. Go with Doc Linville. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Are we back? What about this Shakira halftime show?
You mean from last year?
Yeah.
You know you can watch that.
For some reason, it's on in the studio right now.
You can watch it anytime you'd like.
Yeah, play the. Just put some.
Are you sure the NFL's okay with you having that on your computer?
It's their halftime show.
Yeah. It's porn. Okay. I guess if you're going to
have. Don't play it at halftime of a Super Bowl then.
That's what people are saying. You know what? Let's have a nice show like Weekend.
The Weekend.
Yeah. That was a nice show. Weekend didn't. There was no nipple slips for Weekend. He had no point. Was he gyrating and then it came up and you saw his panties?
Why would he
no
wear
point like that?
Panties?
You know. Just a little strip. Yep.
Why would he be wearing panties?
Well, that's what he said.
Well, I'm just saying that's what happened last year. That happened. So that didn't happen this year.
That's what happened last year.
He didn't gyrate and show booty and all of his legs with those knee boots.
You know who was fine with this year's halftime show? Father TJ.
Yeah.
Did he have a problem with last year?
Marty.
Canada.
Any.
He's Canadian.
Yeah,
Toronto specifically. Did Father TJ have a problem last year?
Yeah, he wouldn't talk about it. Remember, he was like, "Oh, I didn't watch it." No,
did he
have
a funny feeling someplace?
I had to get off it.
He goes, "I've got a funny feeling someplace. I can't talk about it."
No, he didn't. No, Dell.
That's not what he said.
That's not what he said. He said, "You know what? J-Lo's going right to hell because Shakira."
He didn't say that.
Shakira killed her.
Do you remember this specific move?
No, I didn't remember that specific move. Stop doing that, Shakira.
Stop watching it. You don't have to
doing
watch
that
it
in front of all a bunch of people.
She's got an Audi belly button.
Look at this guy.
What? Wow.
No, I just noticed that.
Somebody's zooming in a little.
The league did it.
It's not.
TV did it.
It's not the film of a left tackle. Why are you so into it?
I'm treating it like it
I
is.
I know you are.
Because
down.
I just remember being shocked at Shakira. Great. J-Lo's kind of tight in the hips. I just remember thinking, I was seriously, when I watched him, like, the difference at the end between the hip fluidity was, like, unbelievable. J-Lo's real tight-hipped, which you can still be explosive when you're tight hip, but in a straight line. When you have the loose hips, you got wiggle laterally and things like that.
Short area quickness?
Better short area quickness. You can gain better depth laterally with your slides and your whether you're scraping or you're gaining depth as a tackle or dancing on a stage. I mean, Shakira blew out J-Lo. That was really, in a way, that was sad for me. But in a way, it was like, yeah, I mean.
It was enlightening, too.
I don't want to be right. I want to be accurate.
Right.
And I think it's accurate to say J-Lo really should have thought twice about getting on the stage with
Okay, he's
in trance.
No, I just saw something.
We know you just saw something.
This is what upset Mahdi last year. You see those legs just opening up, those big legs that are there, and then they just do this, and then they do that.
You are.
I think she thought that was a little inappropriate. I'm only 9. I shouldn't be seeing this. I'm like, well, get out of this room.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to your room. You're right. Beat it. You get out of here too, Bad Bunny.
Right. During halftime, go read the Bible, Mahdi.
I wouldn't use the phrase beating it right now.
Yeah, no, stop.
Lance, I would stop.
Stop that. Scott wants to talk about Tom Brady. What do you say, Scott?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, did we notice the part where that quarterback last night who was playing and also has never had input on the GM decisions was playing air guitar when his team got out to a big lead in the first half? No, I didn't see that.
I think he has. No, Brady has. You mean the guy who brought in Antonio Brown? You know that Brady brought in
Gronk?
You know that Brady is the one who brought in Brown, right? Who he threw a touchdown to. The team even said, if you want to bring him in, you need to make sure you're responsible for him.
And so he lived at his house.
So I don't know if that's – you don't think he had any say-so in Tampa Bay? In New England?
No.
Well, my main point was that he wasn't playing air guitar because his team was out in the big lead in the first half and then coming back next year and saying, I don't want to play anymore. You guys didn't let me choose the GM.
That is true.
Yeah, but I think you're simplifying a little. Do you think he also was saying, why did you guys break the whole team?
Well,
why is Cal McNair so easy to trick?
No, Brady did say that, and he said, I'm out of here. I'm going to Tampa. This team sucks. So
19 years.
19 years. That's true.
Right.
But, well, look, a totally different situations. Tom Brady went, we're pretty good. We win
and
championships.
Free agent.
You know what? I'm the quarterback. I'll be the quarterback. Here, this quarterback goes, this sucks.
And he also didn't say, you didn't let me pick the GM. You asked for my input and then completely ignored it is what he said. He never said, pick
no,
the guy.
No. They ghosted him at the end.
That's what I'm saying. Deshaun never said, you didn't pick the GM I wanted, so I'm out. That's not what happened.
Well, no, it's real simple, Scott. The process was he just wanted to, he wanted to just be in the conversation. He wanted to pick him. They were including him. He was included like, oh, cool. No, I like this guy, whatever. And then it got radio silent. It wasn't even radio silent. It happened out of nowhere. It happened in one day.
It was a Jack Easterby swooped in.
And before you.
It swooped Cal off his feet, literally, on a plane. Go get Nick Caserio. Come back next day. Dude, this was 2 days after the season ended.
I know what you're
saying. This was 2 days after the season ended.
You didn't even get through all your interviews.
No.
So I know, Scott, I know what you're trying to say, and I get it, but you got to tell the whole story. And the whole story is that Deshaun realizes his career is over in Houston. As long as Cal McNair is still, that's what he believes. That as long as Cal is there, he will be easily tricked by Jack Easterby. This is a team that has nothing left because in part Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien. I think there's a frustration that he does not want to be here because he knows his career will be over. Now, your point, that's fine. I get the point you're making. But it wasn't just, I want to pick the GM. It was, holy crap, this place is incompetent.
Yeah.
This place is truly terrible.
You see, here's Jack crip walking.
Oh, no, that is.
Yeah. It's A-Bear. A-Bear Linares is at it again.
Jack's worst enemy.
Jack's
He's
worst.
Pretty good.
He is pretty good.
Him and Mike Florio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's not
Jack Easterby.
It's the headline of a story. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Easterby.
Tell Scott Tom Brady did tell the owner, get rid of my backup or I'm leaving. I don't know if that's the case. Is that the case?
Garoppolo. There was some beef with Garoppolo. Yeah. And it's a little, yeah, Scott, it's not 100%.
No.
I don't know that Tom Brady was the guy you wanted to use. You definitely don't want to use Ben Roethlisberger. No. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks.
Tom Brady does not play the air guitar, but Tom Brady can't be cornier, okay?
No.
I don't think you can be that corny when you win 7 championships. That's like saying Tiger's corny.
Well, Tim,
Tiger was corny.
Just because he won doesn't make him less corny.
And so is Tom Brady.
How is Tiger corny?
You don't remember when he dressed up as he was shirtless and pretending to be some type of dad? What was he doing?
When was this?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, was it for Halloween?
Something like that.
He was bad Santa.
Yeah, and he was
shirtless. No, it was for Christmas.
Yeah, and he was shirtless.
Without his shirt on, and he was doing Molly.
Tiger's corny.
He was doing Molly?
Well, I don't know if that's the case, but.
Well, that's what I heard. I'm pretty sure. Let's get Tommy Stark in here before the top of the hour. What do you say, Tommy Stark?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
No, this is your first time. This is not your first time.
I got two things for you guys. First one's to Lance. Hey, Lance, since you're a numbers guy, statistically speaking, would the numbers have gone up if Tom Brady had thrown to a wide receiver instead of that offensive lineman on that drive that got shut down? And lastly, Goodell. Today's my birthday. Can I get an egg roll, Kiko's egg rolls, Brian? All right, guys.
I don't do requests, but whatever. Lance, you heard him?
Would the numbers have been...
Well, Brady's numbers gone up if he threw it to an actual receiver as opposed to that lineman that he threw the ball
yeah,
to.
Yeah, my numbers tell me that what the numbers say is that your percentages of getting a touchdown would increase with Mike Evans over...
whoever number 73 was. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who the tackle was.
It was a good defensive
there.
Play, though. Duke got his hand in there.
It would have been a catch. Yeah, it would have been a catch. It was good. It was a good defensive play by Anthony Hitchens. Yeah. So it really was a good defensive play. I mean, if he was a real one, he would have grabbed it with his hand extended.
Snatched that.
And then he would have snatched and pulled away from his body to secure. If he had ball skills. Right now, I just say this, doesn't pluck and tuck. Boom.
On for the lineman?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
And that's a weakness.
Yeah, that is a weakness. 858 ESPN 97.5.
Del, do you want to...
I think that was the same drive, though, that I needed them to be stopped at the goal line.
It was.
So I was happy for it.
It is. And why do you have Ronald Jones? I get that he's more explosive, but he didn't have enough. He ran his pad level real high. You got to get low, and you just dive into a crevice.
Fournette runs people over.
I didn't understand Ronald Jones.
I was
twice.
Fine with it.
Yeah, you made money on. Del, do you want to play Keep Those Egg Rolls Frying for his birthday?
It's a birthday present.
It's a birthday.
And you can do the air guitar, too.
Why would I do the air guitar?
I don't know. You might want
to. Only underachieving quarterbacks do the air guitar.
Underachieving?
Apparently. 859. If I'm listening to that call.
Are you going
to
do it for him or not?
It's not coming up. It'll be on the other side.
All right. On the other side, Tommy Stark. First time caller? No.
Don't lie.
Here's the deal. I need you to call Jeff Aronoff right now. And whether it's your first time or last time or whatever the case may be, I don't know what it is that you need at your business or your work. If your house is Shungad, listen, you cannot sell this thing. You're not adding any value to it if it just sits around and gets older and older and older. How old is your home? How old is your business? 15, 10, 15, 20 years? Have you done anything? Are you upgrading at all? Because if you're not, you are losing big money. You have got to put money into it to keep it nice if you want to be able to sell it. It's probably the biggest investment that you've ever made. So Jeff Aronoff can come and he can make it look so nice with the marble and the tile and the granite. It just makes it look so much richer, so much better. He does this every single day. It's got to be a big job, but Jeff Aronoff can get that job done for you. So call him. Let him come. And you don't need an architect because you got him. He'll do it all. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
Keep those egg roll frying, bye.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.